The festive mood of football fans on occasion devolves into tear gas, pepper spray, and arrests. As Qatar prepares to host an estimated 1 million fans for the first World Cup in the Middle East, security is paramount. The country's size, its first time hosting a mega sports event, and the compact nature of 8 stadiums present specific challenges. But the CEO of the International Center for Sport Security says Qatar has been preparing for more than a decade and has a track record of hosting smaller tournaments such as the Asian Cup.
I don't think we can state that the World Cup will happen in a country which is unprepared in managing, let's say, exceptional situations. And in my view, probably the successful element or the strength of Qatar is that the World Cup in Qatar is a part of a bigger, let's say, vision.
Qatar has been staging simulations and conducting training exercises for security forces. It's also partnering with countries including Britain, Spain, and Turkey to provide assistance ranging from crowd control to counter-terrorism measures. Turkey is sending a team of more than 2,200 people, including police officers and doctors.
The World Cup is a major event on its own, but having it for the first time in Qatar and in a Muslim country is a responsibility on top of that. Our president told us helping Qatar is like hosting your brother's wedding. This is how excited we are and how much we want to help.
A number of global safety indexes rank Qatar at the top. Last year, 200,000 fans attended the Arab FIFA Cup. It's considered a successful stress test for Qatar 2022. And there's hope that perhaps this November's World Cup will someday be a kind of dry run for hosting the Olympics. Natasha Ganame, Al Jazeera, Doha.